Thank you, everything. I apologize that the schedule is different today. I have a Levaya to attend, so we'll have a short Shkumash here. And then please go back into the Beis Medrash and learn. Okay, this is not an opportunity that we should just, take off. We should please go back. You have lots of chazer from previous packets. We have, the Tosfos, the future Tosfos, etc. Second, I'd like to welcome back our chaver Tov, Arya Graber, who was in the hospital, wasn't feeling so well in last week, this week, and we have a schus to have him back in yeshiva, so we welcome him with our best wishes for much good health in the future. Parshas Vayera, many different interesting things in the Parsha. In the Parsha of the Akedah, it says, Vayom Hashlishi, Vayisa Avram Eseina, Vayaras Amachom Eirachok. The third day was the day of the Akedah. It took 2 days to walk there. And the third day was the day of the Akedah. So the Medrash Rabbah, on page 3, quotes a pasuk in Hosea. Yichayenu miyomayim v'yom hashlishi yikimenu v'nichya lefonof. That's a pasuk in Hosea. You take a look here in on page 4. So the Rashi says yichayenu miyomayim. Whereas Hashem should give us chizuk from the 2 days, meaning from the two tragedies that we had, the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, and Bayom HaShlishi Yikimenu, and Bayom HaShlishi is the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, should come about. So there's a famous pshat from the Vilna Gaon on this medrash. In other words, the medrash quotes this pasuk in Hosea, Agabe, the Akedah. So what's the connection? So the Vilna Gaon explains like this. The Gemara says on page 5, Gemara introduction. Lamed Testament base. Rav Amari Rav Yaakov who the Omar Schai Mitzvah b'hai Al Malecha. Right, there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that we don't get schar for mitzvahs in this world. Schar Mitzvah b'hai Al Malecha. And based on this, the Gemara says that when the pasuk says Laman Yarichun Yemecha, is referring to la'olam shekula aruch. It's not referring to this world. It's referring to the world that's la'olam haba, and that's machlokas in the Gemara with the schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, schar mitzvah b'hayal malika. So the Vilna Gaon has the yisod, which we'll see in other. The chorus for this yisod, because we know that a lot of times in the Torah it says we're going to get schar for different things. So there's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, I think Perek Tes, you can take a look, where the Rambam writes that if a person does mitzvahs in this world, he's going to have it good in this world. Not the Torah schar. That's not his schar. Schar for mitzvahs is the olam haba. This world is nothing good enough for mitzvahs in this world. So what does it mean that if you Hayam Shema Tishmu, then Masati, Matar Tzchem Be'ito, etc. So that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that's not B'Torah Schar. That's B'Torah that Hashem sees. You want to do mitzvahs, so He's going to facilitate you to be able to do more mitzvahs. That you did some mitzvahs already, so Hashem says, I'll give you good Gashmias, So you won't have to worry about all this parnasa and this and that, and you'll be able to do more mitzvahs. But that's not the schar. That's just to facilitate mitzvah gereres mitzvah. That's the Rambam. But the Vilna Gaon on page 6 has another pshat. The Vilna Gaon on page 6 says, he says like this, mitzvahs is so great, it's not possible to give reward for mitzvahs in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. Elowat. That's for the etzah mitzvah itself. But for the hachana of the mitzvah, so that is not the mitzvah itself. So for the hachana of the mitzvah, we get schar in this world. So when the Gemara says schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha, says the Gaon, that's for the etzem kiyum hamitzvah. But for the lead up, for the hachana, we get schar in this world. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's pshat in the Medrash. Because when was the mitzvah by the Akedah? On the third day. That was when the Akedah was. The first 2 days, what was that? That was walking to the Akedah. That was the Hachana. So that's pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Hosea, and the pshat in the Medrash. Yichayenu miyomayim. We're going to get our sustenance in this world miyomayim, from the first 2 days. Meaning from the hachana for the Akedah, from the walking to the Akedah. That's what we're going to get schar in this world. B'yom HaShlishi, that's for the mitzvah itself, Nichi Elefonov, that's going to be Lossi Lovo. Take a look. Page 6. Medrash Rav B'yom HaShlishi V'Yisavram Sesha Makosu Yechayenu B'yomayim Yishlomar Dinei Omru Chazal Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Malekah Hatam Achrei Ke HaMitzvah U'inin Ruchni. Since a mitzvah is inyan ruchni, ein ha'olam umlo kedai l'shalem afilu schar mitzvah achas. This world can't even pay for one mitzvah. Because mitzvahs are so great, the ruchnius of mitzvahs is so great, so we can only get repaid for mitzvahs in olam haba. Moshe Abruch Hazal, yafa sh'achas shal toras ruch ba'olam haba b'kol chayi olam hazeh. Kein heichan unuzonu b'schus ha'mitzvah sh'osu avaseinu. In other words, all the things that surround the mitzvah, that's not the mitzvah itself, the zrizus to the mitzvah, some say the simcha of the mitzvah, hider, kayotzi bo, mitzvahs of Zeno, has chusanu ochlim, vinei atorg doshu sipulonu mikodim, vikol achonis, vazrizus, sha'osa avram avinu, l'kayim mitzvahs akeda, hishkim baboker, chodvash ba'atzmos chamoro, boka atze olam. Mikol zos anuch ochlim ba'olam hazeh. Aval ikar ha-mitzvah she'os Avraham ba'yom ha-shlishi nishar lanu l'osid lovo. V'zeh she'omru chazal yichayenu miyomayim. Ratzolomar, kol ma she'anu ochlim b'chayenu. Anything we get in this world, that's for yomayim, that's from the yomayim. That's from the hachana. That's from the 2 days that they were walking to the mitzvah. Ikar mitzvah ken alzeh yikemenu l'osid lovo. So I was thinking, and it could be I saw this someplace, that we another mocker for this idea of the Gra is the following. Take a look, beautiful thing here. In the end of Eschanan, page 7. It says, V'shamarta es ha-mitzvah, sachukim im-mishprotim, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asoso. So how does Rashi conclude? Hayom la'asosum u'machar la'olam haba li'tol scharam. Now, hayom la'asosum, in this world we do the mitzvahs, but what? L'machar li'tol scharam. And that's the opinion of schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekha, because only l'machar la'olam haba li'tol scharam. So the question everyone asks, that's the end of Parshas Vaschanan. How does Ekev begin? Ekev Tishmuun. If you're going to listen to the mitzvahs, as a mishpatim eilu shmartim asisim osam. So what does it say? Hashem is going to give you a bracha for your children, for your animals, for your wheat, for your barley, for everything. It's mamash astira from one pasuk to the next.
The end of Eschanan ends off Hayom Lasosam, and Rashi darshins in this world Hayom Lasosam, but Lomachar Lutolscharam, and then, but not in this world. And then Parshas Eikev says, if you listen to the mitzvahs, you're going to get in this world. So what's the pshat? So there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bechaya, and I'm going to explain the Rabbeinu Bechaya based on the Gra. Listen to this Rabbeinu Bechaya. What does it mean, Vaya Eikev Tishmun? So we all know the famous Rashi. Rashi says Eikev Tishmun means what? The mitzvahs that we treat lightly, that we stamp on, you know, trample on with our feet. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different pshat. Take a look on page 11. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, second arrow, third column. Ekev Tishmon means the mitzvahs that you have to walk to with your heel. You have to walk to shul, you have to walk to Beis Medrash, you have to walk to Nichum Avelim, you have to walk to Vikur Cholim, etc. So now I thought, could be I saw this someplace, but I thought with the Vilna Gaon it works out beautifully. Because according to Rabbeinu Bechaya, Ekev Tishmon means the Schar Halicha, which is the Hachana for the mitzvah. In other words, the actual Bikur Cholim, the actual this, that we're going to get Schar and Olam Haba, that's the Etzem HaMitzvah. But the Yomayim, the Hachana, the Ekev Tishmon is what? Is Olam Hazeh. And that's what Rabbeinu Bechaya says. And I saw in the part of Joseph HaChadosh, he points out another Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 12 in Parshas Mishpatim, where Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Midrash Sholosh Pam, Sholosh Regolim, right? We know we have the Sholosh Regolim, there's Aliyah L'Regel. Rabbeinu Bechaya's Mechadesh, Asar Yisrael Sholiolo El Beragleim. Because when you do Aliyah L'Regel, you're not supposed to take a horse, a cab. You're supposed to walk from wherever you are in Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now that's why it's called Aliyah L'Regel, because you're not supposed to do it B'Regel. And this is the concept of Hachana. That a mitzvah, you know, you can't just jump into a mitzvah. A mitzvah requires Hachana. In fact, Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out that Rav Shechter likes to quote the Sforno, page 13, in Parshas Vayishlach. Vayem Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shev Shom. Vasei Shom Mizbeach. So he says, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shev Shom. What does he have to tell V'Shev Shom and then Vasei Mizbeach? What's V'Shev Shom? So look in the Sforno. It says the Sforno, page 14, V'Shev Shom L'Chavein Datcha. So don't just build a Mizbeach. First go to the place. Sit a little bit, think a little bit. Don't just act in rash just to do the mitzvah. You need hachana. V'shev sham. L'chavin da'etcha. Kodim shetiv da mizbeach. And just like Inyan she'omru zekrona levracha, chasidim rishonim hayushom sho'achas mispalim kidei she'chavnu es libam la'mokom. And that we find in the Rambam also by Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed that Kavod Shabbos mitzvah, Perek Halacha Beis, Ezo Kavod Zesha Omer Chachomim Shem Mitzvah Adam Lirchot Ponov, you have to wash yourself for Shabbos, Mesatev B'tzitzis, put on your talis, B'yoshev B'kavod Rosh B'yachel B'kabolos P'nei HaShabbos. Mo Yotzei v'kras ha-melech. He said, the Rambam says, it's not right that people come home. This is Musar for everyone, especially this time of year. It's not right we come home right before Shabbos. You're supposed to prepare for Shabbos, be prepared for Shabbos beforehand. In your Shabbos clothing, and you're just waiting. Wait, it's like you're waiting for the king to come. You know, you're not like you're rushing. No. Rush from before. But then, be prepared, you're dressed, you have your tzitzis on, and you're miyachel lakbolos p'nei HaShabbos. That's the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. They say, Rav Soloveitchik, they say, had a famous line that they used to quote in his name.
that sometimes, you know, in America, the people learned about Shabbos, but they didn't learn about Erev Shabbos. You know, that Erev Shabbos. And this is a Prague. Isaac Prague in the Sefer points out this is the sources of the Gemara in Mem Adlikin, page 16. Number of Yehuda, Tachayim min Hagel shal Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. The minhag of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Mevino Areva Malaya Chamin, they would bring him hot water, Rochet Panav Yagav Msatev Yoshev Besedinim Am Tuyotzim. He would sit in his talus, Doma Lamachash and Tvachos. And he would be sitting, waiting for the coming of Shabbos. And this is, Rabosai, is also, I think I've mentioned this before in the packet, on page 17, the Pasuk in Kisisa, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh has a beautiful pshat, based on the Rashi on page 18, in the Parshas Vayeshev. V'ikanu bo echav, v'aviv shamar es hadover. What does it mean? Aviv Shomar Sadover, says Rashi. Right, in other words, Yosef's dreams. Says Rashi, Haimamtin umetzapem mosa yovo. Shomar means to anticipate when it's going to come. So Yaakov was anticipating when Yosef's dreams will be fulfilled. So says the Archaim HaKadosh, that's Pshat v'shomru b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. That you should look forward toward Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos shouldn't be something that's a torah. It should be something you're looking forward for. And like the Rambam said, you should be ready from before, not ready the last minute. Ready before, you know, learning, you know, waiting for the Shabbos to come. Like you're waiting for the king to come. And then there's another pshat. I think it's from, I heard this once in a drasha from Rabbi Albaum from Queens. I think it's maybe from the Chidush Arim or others, that they bring a raya that sometimes you see that a chana for a mitzvah is even more chomer than the mitzvah itself, and you see this from the mitzvah of menorah, because Rambam writes on page 19, Dishon haMenorah. And then in the next parak, he writes, there's anyone can light the menorah. You don't have to be a Kohen to light the menorah. Even a Tzar could light the menorah. But to clean out the menorah? To make it ready for the menorah? Im heitiv ha-kohen. Hatova means the cleaning out and getting ready. Dafta has to be al-yidei kohen. Because the hachana sometimes is even, the way the Svarim say, is even more chomer than the mitzvah itself. Because basically the hachana is the foundation. And basically, Rabbi said, that's what this world is all about. This world is hachana l'olam haba. And that's what your whole yeshiva education is about. This is the hachana for your whole life to go. So the hachana sometimes is even more chomer than the itself. And if you have proper, you know, they used to have a sign here in the yeshiva all over from Rav Soloveitchik, Ein kedusha b'li hachana. There's no kedusha unless you have hachana from before. And then I saw a beautiful shot in the Gemara at the end of Chagiga, on page 21. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, this you hear, if you ever had a siyum for Chagiga, or you ever going to make a siyum for Chagiga, so you can say over this board. It says the last two lines. Poshe Yisrael shemalim mitzvos kerimim. Kifsir kepelech harimim rakosech. Al tikrim rakosech harikon shebach. Alachas kama v'kama. The Gemara says that the fire of Gehenim is not going to be sholeit, even in Poshe Yisrael. Because even the Poshe Yisrael have mitzvahs like a rima. What's a rima? A pomegranate. You ever see a pomegranate? It's full with what? Seeds. So it says, even the people who are not so chashev, the Poshe Yisrael, still have so many mitzvahs like like a pomegranate. Just like there's so many seeds in the pomegranate, the Poshei Yisrael have so many mitzvahs. So the question that's raised is, so why are they Poshei Yisrael? What are they lacking? They have so many mitzvahs. And what's the comparison to the pomegranate? So I saw in the Sefer Motzei Shol Rav on Sukkos on page 22, a beautiful idea. Take a look on this, on the left column. The first word in the line, the third paragraph, Ella. El harimon kol chashivuso rak bifnim. What is rimon? Rimon, outside, it's not good. It's inside where all the seeds are. Shesham ha'ochel. But around the ochel, is not edible. You have to throw that out. So he says like this, the Poshe Yisrael, they do the mitzvahs, but they don't have any hachana from before, and they don't have any simcha from afterwards. Because what's surrounding the mitzvahs, that's lacking. Inside, they do the mitzvahs. They're Malayas mitzvahs karimot. But they never think about the mitzvahs from before and get excited from before and get on a high from afterwards. Because what's surrounding the mitzvahs, like the remote, surrounding the seeds, is all bad. And that's Poshei Yisrael, Malay mitzvah. They do a lot of mitzvahs, but they're lacking the hachana lefaneha and the simcha lachareha. And that's why it's kirimoti. Omnam es ikar mitzvah mekaimim al sviyos a mitzvah hachana mitzvah simcha lachareha chlipu nechshavs beinayim chay nikru reikonim ki mitzvah she'ein hachana lefaneha v'simcha lachareha ne'ederesi mikolis lavos v'ruach mitzvah zos mitzvah reikonisi. And that mitzvah is empty, even though they're mitzvahs, so it's something, even Poshe Yisrael, but that's what they're lacking. So that's a very important yisod, Rabosai, in life. If you ever can you come early, like early to davening, or early to learning, you know, do hachanas, you know, just like anything that you're excited about. You know, you want to sing something that you're really excited about, you want to come there early. Like if your best friend's wedding, your own wedding for sure, but your best friend's wedding, your best friend's wedding, you're gonna be there. You don't want to just walk in while you know for the badekin. You want to be there, the whole chassan's tish. You know, you wanna stay till the end, and you don't want to just come and leave. You wanna really enjoy. You wanna have the hachana, and the whole attitude towards mitzvahs is shown in the before and the after, in what's around it. That shows your whole attitude. And the Poshei Yisrael, they're doing many mitzvahs, but around it, it's like the remote, it's empty. It's not edible. It's not the good part. So we see from the Akeda, Yechayenu, Achias in this world, the Yomayim, from those first 2 days. Because the first 2 days, it's like, you know, what the Mashal people give. Sometimes the packing, when you go on a trip, the packing and the excitement from before, sometimes even greater than the trip itself. The excitement, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm packing my bin, I'm so excited, I'm getting my ticket, and you know, I'm calling up my friend, the whole, and that's the excitement we have to have, you know, come early, leave late, not to, you know, that's why by Shabbos it says, it's a mitzvah to accept Shabbos early and end it late. Because that's what Rambam says. Shabbos, he's supposed to be ready from before and all dressed up and just wait for the king to come. Not like you just, you know, it's a big mussar. It's about everything in life. Everything that's important to you, you're going to have something lefaneh lachareha. Because the moment itself is fleeting. But lefaneh lachareha, that's, you know, what keeps you going. And that's something we should always keep in mind. That's the Yom the 2 days. Yom HaShlishi, that's the actual mitzvah. That's Losi Lovel. But this world, Achias is going to come from Yomayim, from the first 2 days. And that we see, you know, from a non-Kohen can light the menorah, the Rambam says, but he can't clean it out. Unbelievable thing. And that's what he writes here in this piece in Motzei Shalom. What do we call Simchas Beis HaShoeva? What is Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Because we put the water on the Mizbeach. So why do we call it Simchas Nisach HaMayim? Beis HaShoevim means the drawing of the water from the well. That's not the mitzvah, but it's what? It's the hachana. And that's what Rabbi Wolben pointed out, and that's in this piece as well, from Chidush Arim. Havkan Gedola Simcha, the greatest simcha is on the Shafta Mayim B'Sason. Is you're drawing the water and you're getting excited. Even though the mitzvah is the pouring on the Mizbeach. It doesn't say Simchas Nisach HaMayim. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's the Hachana. It's the preparation. And that's, you know, it's the preparation. It's the things that you have to do before and after. And that's the excitement. And that shows your connection to the mitzvahs. And you don't want to just rush it through. And you want to have Hachana before, and you want to have be on a high afterwards. And Bez Hashem, that'll be Achias in this world. Yichayenu miyomayim. Okay, Rabbi Zay, Sunday we'll continue the Hotzah Shir, packet one. Still, we have to continue. And okay.
Dirty Chavez. I apologize.